Yes, and in fact, the Ozarks has a connection to the Grand Ole Opry, mm-hmm. you know, as you've probably seen if you've taken a walk at Mammoth Springs State Park before. For those who don't know, back in 1919, George D. Hay was a reporter with the Memphis Commercial Appeal, and he got assigned a news story to cover in Mammoth Spring about a soldier who was killed in battle during World War I. While there, he was invited to an all-night hoedown that took place at a little cabin that's on a gravel road that's right on the state line. And this became the inspiration for the Grand Ole Opry several years later.